State College police fatally shot a man in an apartment on Old Bullsburg Road Wednesday while attempting to serve a mental health warrant. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, police held a press conference saying the case has been turned over to Pennsylvania State Police.
I stand before you with a heavy heart to provide you with a statement regarding a 29-year-old African-American male who died in a police-involved shooting today.
State College Police Chief John Gardner said the man who died was the subject of the warrant police had gone to the apartment to serve.
The involved officer have been placed on administrative leave as per the department policy pending a final resolution to this investigation.
Police said no one else was injured but provided few other details. State College Borough Manager Tom Fontaine called it a sad and tragic day.
Our thoughts, our sympathies, our heartfelt sympathies are with the victim's family. And also we continue to have the officers and their families in our thoughts and prayers as well.
Fontaine emphasized the investigation will be independent and transparent. Gardner noted the death comes not long after a shooting that started at P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill in January left four people, including the shooter, dead.
As you know, this community has been rocked the past 6 weeks by incidents that are unfathomable for this community. And for that, my heart goes out to all those victims.
The case was turned over to the Pennsylvania State Police, along with the Center County District Attorney's Office. Two nearby schools, Easterly Parkway Elementary and the Delta Program, went into lockdown briefly during the incident. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.